together, isn't it? Several of us were at the men's retreat this weekend, and we had a fantastic time. And I'm fully aware that not everyone could participate, but here's what all of the men, here's what happens if you've never been on one of these events. So here's what happens. You take and dedicate about 20 to 24, 27 hours to connecting with God, to connecting with his people, and there's nothing else on the agenda but seeking God. And I'm telling you, some of you know because you've been a part of something like that before, and some of you never have, but here's what I want to tell you. There is a powerful deposit of grace and faith that gets like downloaded into everyone who participates there. And so all of the men last night, as we prepared to come home, we made a commitment and an agreement that we were asking God that what he had deposited in us, that he would deposit into our whole church. Are y'all good with receiving that blessing this morning? Man, what a powerful thing that everybody can't go. It's kind of like this. I say it this way. My whole family benefits from the fact that I bring home the bacon, right? They get to eat today because I have a job. So it's the same way. Some of us get to go do these things. Some of us get to go do these things. But we're a family. We're all in this together. There's no exclusion. If you didn't get to go on the men's retreat, that doesn't matter. If you're a man, we're bringing it home to you. We're not just bringing it to the men. We're bringing it to everybody because this is who we are as a family of God. We share in the goodness of who we are. So I want to pray that specifically over this group of people this morning, that what God deposited in that little group of men this weekend would be released into every one of you. If you're willing to receive that, just open your hands and open your heart. Lord, we release that blessing, God, that anointing that came upon us, that passion to worship you, that fiery focus that came upon us, that extreme passion to worship and love. God, release that into your church today and let it be multiplied for the advancement of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I think I'm ready to preach now. I'm getting fired up just thinking about it. You know, we talk about getting fired up. Have you ever heard of, let's get fired up, pop, 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 you know, or whatever, you know, pep rally time. But you know, that's all cool and that's fun and that's emotion, you know, and that's good. Emotions are great. But I want to talk to you today about getting fired up on a different level. Today's message is called Refiner's Fire. If you could get, so to speak, fired up from the inner part of who you are, the Spirit of God inside of you, if you could get heated up at that place, there would be awesome, miraculous, transformational things happen, not only for you, but for your family, for your friends, and those in your circle of influence. So I want to begin today with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. Do you know, I've read that verse before. And the first time I read it, it scared me to death. I'm like, I thought God was love. I thought he was kind and good. And I thought, God wants to consume me. It's a little bit scary. And I think that's the opinion a lot of people in the world have of God. He's this angry, fiery rule maker who wants to slap people down when they don't do things right. That's not what they're trying to describe in the writings of Hebrews. What they're trying to describe is more like what Moses experienced with the burning bush. Do you remember that story way back in Genesis? Moses, and listen, I want you to understand today, we call people like Moses and David and Elijah and people in the Bible, man, those are awesome men of God. Awesome people like Ruth and Esther and Mary and people like that who did the will of God. But did you know Moses was so messed up? I mean, he only had a few problems, one of them being murder. I mean, if you want to compare yourself to that today, you're probably way ahead of Moses. But God used Moses to do amazing, incredible things. Because here's how it happens when you come to God. He forgets your past and he gives you a brand new future. So it doesn't matter where you've been today, church. But like Moses, you could come to God and receive the consuming fire. Do you remember that fire? He visited Moses in a burning bush. And the thing that made him recognize that something was different, he said, "This bush is burning, but it is not consumed." That's the kind of fire that God wants to release into you today. It's a fire that, yes, is consuming, but it's not to consume you. It's to consume your enemies. Psalm 97, verse 1 says this, "The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about." Have you got any enemies today? How about calling down the consuming fire of God on them? And you're going, "Pastor, you're getting violent." I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about spiritual enemies, the enemies of your soul, the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the lust of the flesh, the anger, whatever it is that as Jill said during the communion time, that sin or that lie that's been dogging you your whole life. Bring it into the consuming fire and let God burn it up. You don't have to be afraid of the fire of God. You should invite the refiner's fire. You know, we've been in a series and we've been talking about the flesh versus the spirit. And we've been talking about how the spirit gives life, but the flesh is death. See, God wants to bring his holy fire through his spirit to consume the deeds of the flesh and loose you into a holy, powerful, experiential life in the kingdom of God. But we have a choice. We have the opportunity to either embrace the refiner's fire or to say, "No, I don't want that." I don't think any of us here today have come to this place and said, "Well, I came to church today because I don't want anything God has for me." That's not what people do. You come to church seeking God, but I think sometimes we might lack understanding. I know I have so many times. "God, I want you. God, I want more. God, I want what your will in my life. I want your blessings." We certainly want all of the blessings of God, but sometimes we're afraid of the God who wants to bless us. You don't have to be afraid of the consuming fire of God. It says fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries. I'm telling you, if you're struggling with depression today, bring it into the presence of the holy fire. And let the Lord consume you. Well, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have to make sense. It's truth. It's experiential. It's by faith. And it's in the Holy Spirit. This consuming fire is the Spirit of God filling his people. Do you remember on the day of Pentecost when, you know, Jesus said, "I'm going to leave you, but wait and pray because I'm going to send down the Holy Spirit and the whole world is going to be able to, everyone who would believe in the work of Jesus now would be touched and filled by the Holy Spirit." Do you remember that? And on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit came, what did it say? There were tongues of fire. I love this stuff. I'm a pyromaniac. I love blowing stuff up. Don't you? Oh, man, my kids got some of that Tannerite, and you set it under something, and you shoot it from about 100 yards, and it goes, boom! And we're like, yeah. I don't know if girls like fire, but most guys I know love fire. Do you know if you light a campfire in the campground, guys will just sit around and look at it. Oh. I mean, we love fire. I'm telling you, man, fire's good. That's how you got here this morning. There was a fire in your engine. Did you know that? But it was contained within cylinders and with all the mechanism of your engine. And fire under containment, utilized in a productive way, is not destructive, it's productive. Thank God for the internal combustion engine. Gets me to Lubbock a lot faster than a horse. Think about it spiritually. What if you embrace the fire of God? Because most of us, if we're honest, we're scared to death of holiness. We're scared to death of really asking God to bring his consuming fire because we're not sure that anything would be left. I want to tell you today, there'll be plenty left, guys, because if the Spirit of the living God has captivated your heart, if your faith is in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, there is a treasure of gold and silver and precious jewels residing in you. I want to read to you about this fire, and it's described in Malachi as Malachi prophesied what would happen when Jesus came and what he would loosen to the earth. It says, for he, Jesus, is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness. In the book of 1 Peter, I won't go there, but I just want to tell you, we studied this at the men's retreat. 1 Peter chapter 2, it says that we have the privilege to offer up acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. And we read words like that and they fly right over our head. I'm telling you, the people who this was written to understood that the sons of Levi were the holy people. They were the priesthood who had the privilege of offering sacrifices to God Almighty. Do you know in the old covenant they would bring animals and they would burn them on the altar? I mean, it was a fiery, bloody, nasty mess. But it says that the aroma would go into the nostrils of God and he would be pleased at the sacrifices. But there was a special holy group, the priesthood, the sons of Levi, got to offer the sacrifices and got to experience the pleasure and the goodness of the presence of God around the altar. If you know your Bible, you kind of know what I'm talking about. If not, just take my word for it and go read the Old Testament this afternoon. And I'm telling you this, but in the New Testament, in that same book of 1 Peter chapter 2, it says this, now we who believe in Jesus are a royal priesthood, a chosen race, a holy nation. You, my friends, who have faith in Jesus, you are the special people now. You are the priest chosen by God to enjoy his presence, to be in the glory of where the sacrifices are being given. Do you realize what we're doing here at church? We're bringing holy spiritual sacrifices to God. There is no greater honor on this planet than to bring offerings to a God who is holy and almighty, the God who with the breath of his mouth created galaxies, the God who with the strength of his spirit impregnated a virgin to bring a holy son to the earth, to bring redemption to all mankind. This is the God we get to worship. And we don't just get to worship him. We are adopted into his family. We're sitting at his table. Oh, I might get lost up here. This holy fire might just consume me, and I don't know what's going to happen next. This is the most awesome privilege that anybody could have, and we get to share in it. Holy sacrifices. We are the sons of Levi. He wants to refine us like gold and silver. I'm not an expert in the field, but do you know, I know a little bit about this gold and silver thing. And you know how they purify it? Whew. They turn up the heat, baby. They turn up the heat and they liquefy the silver. They liquefy the gold. And do you know what happens as the heat is coming and it's bubbling? What comes to the top are the impurities. They call it the dross. And then they will remove the dross. The impurities get removed. And then what you see is purified, clear as a mirror. You can look in and see your own reflection. And do you know that's what God wants to do with you? But what he wants to be able to happen is when that impurities, like we've taught about for the last several weeks, those deeds of the flesh, those things of your past, God wants to turn up the heat in your life. remove those impurities so that when people look at you, that purified silver and gold, they don't see you. They see a reflection of Jesus. I told the guys at the retreat this weekend, you know, when I felt called to be a preacher, I'm not sure I knew what I was getting into. And I really was a young man and ambitious as every other young person I knew, as I still see young men today. I don't know what happened. I used to be a young man. I think I just had ambition to be somebody. But I know today, I know why I preach today. I just want to help people. I just want to help people connect with God, who is holy and loving and kind and wonderful, but also full of consuming fire. That's why I do this. I thank God for the blessing, for the privilege of sharing his word with people, because I know that whoever will receive a word like this morning, whoever could receive this concept and say, I need to embrace the refiner's fire, that person will be helped, that person will be blessed, and that person will get to know what it's like to be a co-heir with Jesus and release the gospel into the world. We have the choice, church. I want you to understand that this is given as an opportunity to all who believe. You can be a carrier of the goodness of God. You can be a releaser of the message of God. You can be carrying, as we read yesterday at the retreat, we can proclaim the excellencies of the kingdom of God. But it's not automatic. Because even though you are born again and you've been renewed on the inside, we know from the study of Scripture and our own experience, there's still some impurities in here, aren't there? I'm not the only one who still has impurities, am I? Help me out. Don't let me feel alone up here. Okay, Pastor Mark and Daryl both, and Merlin and Janie, thank you, God. The rest of you guys are holy, holy, holy. Thank you for somebody identifying with me, because I need this refiner's fire. I need it every day. This isn't a one-time event. I need to be baptized in fire. Did you know that John said about Jesus? He said, John the baptizer. He said, I baptize in water for the repentance of sins, but there's one coming who's mightier than me. He said, he will baptize you in fire. Jesus, baptize us in your fire today. You don't have to be afraid of the all-consuming fire of the kingdom, because it will purify you, it will make you holy, and then you'll become those who are useful in the kingdom of God. Listen, I'm not talking about whether you're saved or not. Once you put your faith in Jesus, your salvation is secure. You're right with God. The fact that you can even carry on a conversation with God today is because Jesus has removed your sin as far as the east is from the west. God doesn't see your sin anymore. I'm not talking about whether you can converse with God. I'm talking about whether you can partner with him as a co-heir in his kingdom and, so to speak, join the Father in the family business. That takes holy people. I know you're holy on the inside, but are you holy in your choices? Are you refined by fire and purified in the way that you think? Let me present it this way. Are you convinced that every choice you make, you're making it from pure motives? When you see someone, how do you see them? as someone who might be someone who could help you get what you want? Or do you see them as Jesus sees them, as a person who you could lay down your life for and serve and hopefully help them encounter the goodness of God? Do you see what I'm talking about? We can say, oh, pastor, I want to be a part of the kingdom. Well, are your motives pure? I would say if we're all honest, we might could say, oh, half the time. That's why we need the refiner's fire. Because we're not perfected yet, but we are being perfected. Although we are righteous before God, we're still walking out our salvation with fear and trembling. And we still need to be honest before God and say, oh God, I want to give you everything, but there's this one area I have a hard time letting go of. Oh God, I want to be your messenger, but I'm still so consumed with thoughts of this or that or the other. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so today, in this moment, we need to embrace the refiner's fire. Let me tell you why I believe God gave me this message. It's not just because we talked about fire at the men's retreat. I thought, well, we got to continue the theme at church. That's not why I'm doing this message. God spoke to me and said, Brad, I want to use Harvest Christian Fellowship of Plainview, Texas to touch the world. But we will not be able to fulfill that destiny until we're purified by the refiner's fire. Can you hear me, church? God has plans for us beyond anything we can ask or think of or imagine. But we will not fulfill his plan unless we embrace the refiner's fire. So I encourage you today to open your heart and say, Holy Spirit, refine me, purify me, make me holy so I can do what you called me to do. So my destiny can be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. I don't want to just make it to heaven when I die, church. I want to live heaven every day from here until then. And the Bible says it's possible. If the Bible says it's possible, Jesus can make it happen in my life. And I am bound and determined to see what Jesus says is possible be realized in my life. How about you? Let's get it. Let's go. Let's dive in. Let's stop being afraid of the things of the kingdom and just say, God, here I am, Lord. Send me. Touch the cold of my mouth. Let me be your servant, God. And do that about 15 times a day. 24 hours, do it at least once an hour. 2 Chronicles says this, the eyes of the Lord range to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose hearts are completely his. I pray this kind of prayer almost every day. God, purify my heart, fill me with your Holy Spirit, because I want my heart to be yours, because you have put a dream in me to influence the world for Jesus, and I've got to be holy to be able to do that. And I want your support, God. The eyes of the Lord look to and fro throughout the earth, seeking someone whose heart is completely his so that he can strongly support that people. I believe the Lord has shown me that's our church. Listen, Harvest, he's seen you. He's calling out to you today. He wants to strongly support you. He wants to fling us out into the nations. Oh, Pastor Brad, you get fired up and you get all in hyperbole. I'm not being exaggerative in my voice today. I mean it. God wants to send this church all over this planet. I've seen it, and if I've seen it once, I've seen it 100 times. But we have to embrace the refiner's fire if we're going to fulfill the destiny God has for us. Does that make sense? Proverbs 17 verse 3 in the Passion Translation. In the same way that gold and silver are refined by fire, the Lord purifies your heart by tests and trials of life. Yippee! This concept is repeated in the New Testament several times. There's that one passage where it says, consider it pure joy when you face trials of various kinds, for the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance patience, and patience something else. And I can't remember all the awesome things that crud does in your life. Trials. That's what it feels like, doesn't it? It's like I'm going through something again. That's when you should rejoice. Turn up the heat, God. I want to be holy. Let it come. I consider it joy. Woo, that's a different kind of life, isn't it? I'll just leave that for you to contemplate. But the Bible's true. God's looking for a people whose heart is his. And it's not a one and done. It's a continual connection. It's a continual conversation. It's a continual surrender. I want to end with this today. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Many of you have heard me talk about this. It's become one of my standby prayers in my life. Lord, search me and know me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way. The writer of this psalm understood God's refining fire, and he knew he needed it. And so on a daily basis, I try to pray a prayer just like this. Search my heart, oh God. God, you know I'm doing everything I know how. If there's something I need to do differently, just refine me, God. Just purify me, Lord. Change me so I can be useful for your kingdom. Because I've come to the conclusion, I'm only here for one reason. Just one. And that's to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ in the earth. That's to share the gospel with the world. Nothing else matters. When I first came to Harvest years ago, we used to sing an old song called Refiner's Fire. It messes me up. I'm going to invite you to get messed up with me today. Would you stand with me? I want to sing this song as a benediction. This will be our corporate prayer as we walk out of here today, just inviting the Holy Spirit fire to purify our hearts. So Josh and Kirby are going to lead us in this song, and then we're going to have a time of prayer here at the end like always. But just in this moment, I want to ask you just to engage with me in this prayer that's going to be on the screen as a song. Lord, refine us in your holy fire.
And purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold. Make me holy, pure. ready to do your will.
Man, I don't know, that's an old song, and if you look it up on the internet, it kind of has a hokey rhythm and everything, but man, it touches my heart. Because when I was first understanding what God wanted to do, I sing this over and over. So I encourage you, find your song. Find your refiner's fire song and let it be your anthem. Let it be your theme, because God wants to use us, church. We have an awesome opportunity right in front of us. I'm going to ask our prayer team to come right now. If you're out here today and you're saying, man, I want what Pastor Brad's talking about, just come on down and agree with someone. Just come and make a declaration of faith. God, I want to be purified in your holy fire because I want to be used for the purpose of the kingdom. Otherwise, you can be dismissed. I pray that you will have a holy, awesome Sunday. I hope your team wins tonight. God doesn't care about the Super Bowl, but we do. Maybe we'll purify our hearts and not think about it either. Just be nice to each other if the wrong team wins. But I'm serious, man. Let's go. Let's seek God tonight. Let's seek God today. Let's embrace this opportunity for holy fire to purify our hearts. Be blessed and have a great day. Fire.